Okay, we are live. Welcome to the Embodiment of Soul Care mini podcast. We interviewed JJ Smith on our podcast yesterday and got it posted. And then today we're doing just a couple mini readings. I know Kelly already did hers. She's posting that. And this is a mini reading for myself that was somewhat preluded to in the previous podcast number 19. So JJ Smith, thank you so much for doing this today. I really appreciate it. I know that my grandpa has a couple things to tell me.
Yeah, that's right, Casey. And I appreciate you letting us come back today, because I know last night we had kind of started to step into the idea of doing the readings, but at 10 o'clock at night, that is just not my strength. I was telling Kelly, I am at my best in the afternoons. So that's where I try to, that's when I try to do most of them. So I appreciate you letting us come back. Yeah. So, and I am just going to look at my notes for a little bit, Casey, because before we got on the phone today, I was starting to have some information come through from your grandpa. And because I was reading you and Kelly back to back, I wanted to make notes so I didn't have the information crossing of who I was talking to. Okay. So, and then as we do this and go through the validation process, so I'll ask you questions and I'll just say, like, does that make sense? And you can just tell me yes or no. And what that does is if it's yes, because a lot of times spirit will give me information that doesn't mean anything to me, but it means something to you. Okay. So, by you just telling me yes or no, that way it's not leading me with the information. And, in the beginning, I'll tell you what he was telling me. And then from there, we can talk about it a little bit more. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Great. You are welcome. Oh, it's showing my internet connection is unstable. So I'm going to give it just a second. There you go, to click back in so you can hear me with the internet connection. So with your grandpa, now was this your dad's dad?
It's my mom's father.
It's your mom's dad, okay. I was getting that he was like a builder or had something to do with lumber. Does that mean anything?
Oh yeah. He was a forest ranger and he did landscaping. But yeah, he worked in, the mountains of the Black Hills. That's what I want to say. He worked in the Black Hills of South Dakota.
So that's very funny because so he did have something to do with lumber.
Yes.
And, the next thing it says, I feel like you lived further away. So you would actually like go and visit them on vacations.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And they would come and see us a lot.
Is that like, right? That's right. Okay.
In their RV and things like that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And he was also making me feel like he liked to fish. Is that correct?
You know, I would have to ask my mom. I don't
like
know,
fish.
But since he loved nature, my guess would be, yeah, that totally sounds like something he would have done. He had three sons, so I can imagine they would have done things like that.
And I was going to ask you, Casey, do you have one brother?
No, I have one sister.
You have one sister. That's interesting because he was making me feel like, I'll go back to that, but he kept showing me a picture of like walking through the forest with a boy and a girl. And I thought that would have been you and a brother. Was that possibly his kids?
Yeah. Yeah. I bet that was my mom. And then one of her three brothers, so there was two older brothers, then her, then a younger brother.
Okay. Okay. Because he was showing me him walking through the forest with a young boy and girl, like, I don't know, 6 and 8 or something around there.
Yeah, that would be.
That would be about right. Okay. And I feel like he was very wise and solid. Like that was his personality. And that he didn't talk a lot, but when he did, what he said was really worth listening to. Does that sound like his personality when he was alive?
Oh, definitely. You know, a lot of times when I've thought about him and just what my mom has told me about him, my own sense, you know, because he died when I was younger and he already had Parkinson's at that time. So okay. I didn't have a good experience of his authentic personality, but he very much had a poet's soul. You know, I think he was very quiet spoken, but very powerful in his own way. I feel like he did practice his Catholic faith, but I feel like there was a deep spirituality underneath the Catholic faith that really drove him and fed his faith in life.
Okay. And he's actually bringing a quote to my mind real quick right now, which I think it was from John Wayne that says, speak softly, but carry a big stick. I feel like that was kind of the attitude that he, or the personality that he operated from, right? Yeah. He didn't talk a lot, but he was really, he was wise and he was solid. Yeah. Did he serve in the military?
Oh goodness. I don't think so. What did he do during the
war? He was showing me,
I'm trying to remember.
He was showing me something that looked like a silver tag, like a silver dog tag is what he was showing me. And I wasn't sure what that was.
You know, I'll have to check with my mom. Like maybe he was in service in some way. You know,
okay,
being a ranger or this or that. Maybe there's something I'm forgetting that he was involved with. I'll have to ask her.
Okay. And if you have a notepad, I always have, like when something like this comes up, if you just want to jot it down on your notepad with a question mark, and then that way you can either ask your mom, or sometimes like stuff will come up and somebody will say, that doesn't ring a bell. And then they'll text me 2 days later and go, I know exactly what that was. So, okay. And I feel like he lived a pretty quiet life with your grandma. And he was telling me something about the post office. He was, does it mean anything? He was referring to the post office, and I don't know. I couldn't get enough information to figure out why he was referencing the post office.
Well, so his youngest son, has he's retired now, but he was in government. And I feel like he had something to do with the post office. Although my mom will probably laugh. I'm probably off on that, but I wonder if maybe it has something to do with Tom working in government service.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, jot down that thing about the post office, because he brought it up more than once, but I couldn't, it almost felt like maybe at some point he had had a job at the post office, or there's some kind of meaning with the post office. And I couldn't figure out what he was trying to tell me with that.
Okay.
I feel like he was really hardworking and honest. Like that's kind of what he was known for. And I don't know if he was a bigger man, but it seemed like he kept showing me his hands and he had like big, strong hands. Do you remember that at all? Cause I know, it sounds right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all of his sons are very like bigger and strong, you know?
Okay.
And I kind of remember him a little bit more, you know, in his more diminutive state, you know, in the later years. But yeah, I think he was rather tall. My grandma was rather tall, so it's hard to remember how tall he was because she was, you know, quite tall. But
okay. Okay.
But he probably, you know, since he worked with
him so much, I feel like
probably.
Yeah. And keep in mind, when spirits are showing me a picture of themselves, they always typically show me when they were like in their prime, okay, right? Like at a point in their life that they like to remember, not when they were ill. I almost never see a spirit when they were ill, yeah, unless their passing was traumatic, like their loved one was there and I'm seeing how their loved one saw them, because that's an upset to their loved one. But typically spirit shows me themselves like when they were at their prime, or when they felt like they're most healthy. Okay. But yeah, I keep seeing where like he just had these big strong hands. Mm-hmm. And then he kept just bringing up like carpentry or wood. And I couldn't tell if it was a job or a hobby, but obviously the wood or the carpentry, that had to do probably with the Forest Service if that was his job.
Yeah. Yeah. And I need to ask my mom, I don't remember if he, gosh, did he like carve, you know, figurines or something like that? I'm trying to remember if that was a hobby of his. It might've been, I'll have to ask her.
Okay. Something with wood. Okay.
It also relates to the object
and then
holding right now.
Oh, it does. It does. Okay. What are you holding? Do you want
me to show you?
Show the viewers? Yeah. Oh, that's hysterical.
Isn't that great?
Did he carve that?
You know, so he did not, but when his wife passed, my grandmother passed about 2.5 years ago, and my grandma and I shared a very special spiritual connection. She knows that things are very sacred to me and how I, you know, how I honor my own faith and honor her faith. And so this was the one thing she told me. She said, you have to take this figurine, you know, I want you to have it. And that he had given it to her as a gift, and it was very special to her, and she wanted to make sure that I was, you know, keeping it and taking care of it. She trusted me to steward it well. So he didn't carve it, but he did buy it for her on some special trip that they took.
Okay, so yeah. I was going to say, so wood and carpentry would make sense with what you're holding.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. And I already told you about when he was showing me the picture of him walking through the woods with that little boy and little girl. So we've already talked about that. And then it says something about your mom's dad. Well, that would be him, right? This is your mom's dad that I'm interacting with. Okay. So that's what that means. Something about your mom's dad. Oh, that's grandpa. That's who the notes are from. That's really funny. And then the other thing, right when you were getting on, and I'm going to shift gears just a little bit right now, if that's okay.
Yeah.
But right when you were getting on, I felt like, that you typically have a very strong faith, right? Faith in God, faith in, the afterlife, things of that nature. But he was making me feel like you've been struggling with your faith a little bit lately. Does that ring true at all? It's like you have a lot of unanswered questions, and that's what's making you struggle, right? Is because something that's going on with these unanswered questions are making you almost not really doubt it, but you keep trying to look at it harder and look at it harder, trying to get an answer. And then when no answer comes, you feel kind of let down. Would that sound right?
You know, that's so interesting. I would say, you know, because since Kelly and I have been doing this podcast, it's been an opportunity for me to try and speak what I do believe or what is true for me, which has been really interesting. And I realized how much I'm attached to answers, you know, and because I've always wanted to figure it out, you know, figure out why life, the way life is, you know, why do people suffer? Why is there suffering in life? I've always tried to get to the root of that. And what's really beautiful is about, I want to say maybe it was one of our podcasts, started with number 14 and then through the next couple. Anyways, I just was seeing how attached I was to my own answers. And then I would have to like fit it in a certain box. Even interviewing you yesterday, you know, on the podcast, it's like, you could tell, it's like, how does this work? And how does that go? And, you know, I mean, I was trying to like, you know, kind of line up, okay, oh, okay. So there's these levels and then you do this and then you die. And then this happens. Like I do have that part of me that wants to figure it all out. But then I also have this part of me that's becoming more dominant. And I think what he's trying to tell me is keep nurturing this other part, which is what came to me, I read it a couple months ago. It was called The Great Mystery, like just like calling God and how everything works, just all of it, the universe, any of it, right? The Great Mystery, and just having and allowing some of it to just be a great mystery without having the human brain try and understand it, but allowing my heart to understand it, even if I don't have words, you know, like I'm on the podcast and I'm trying to speak words for what I believe or what my faith is. And I think what I'm understanding right now, what he's telling me is you don't, even if you can't speak it, you can know it and you can own it and you can embody it and have that be enough.
And he's telling me that you don't have to put everything in a box.
Yeah.
He's making me feel like this thing with how you always want answers, like you need an answer to all of these different questions. It's your own need to try to organize and put things in a box. And that's not how the universe works, right? It's not like, it's not a math problem, like a math equation is what he's telling me. It's not a math equation, right? It's something way bigger than our minds can ever fathom. And so that's why where people find their frustrations. I'm sorry, I'm just listening to him right now. Where people find their frustrations is when they are trying to humanize what the afterlife is, right? Because it's not, there aren't definitive answers like a math equation. It is about something that's, oh yeah, they're giving me goosebumps and making me teary now, if you can see it. So that's my physical reaction. Do you remember I told you when spirit's close to me that that's what starts happening? Yeah. But by trying to put everything in a box, and he's telling me to tell you this right now, by trying to put everything in a box, you are, you're creating frustration for yourself, which then makes you, I don't want to say doubt your faith, but brings in more questions, right? And it's like the more questions there are, the more frustration you feel that you don't have answers to something you want to know. And I think it's just the way that your mind typically thinks, right? That if you can, I'm guessing you're a highly organized person. And so if you can find the organization behind the question, then it helps you feel more in control, or it gives you a level of peace. But that's actually not what faith is, right? And that's not what the other side is. When you have faith, it's not having the answers to the question and still knowing that that it's there, that you're, you know, that you're surrounded in love and you're surrounded in light, and that you don't have to know all the answers.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting, what comes to me as you say that is it's almost like since I had a child, I almost wanted to figure out, some of it became almost more urgent because it's like, oh, I need to tell him, you know, so that he feels okay, so he doesn't suffer as much, you know, so that he has a more joyful life and isn't so weighed down by the questions, you know, almost like trying to avoid that for him or something, you know. And as I'm listening to you, I think that's part of why I've had some drive as well to define it and to make it okay, or, you know, define, but that I can communicate that to him in so many ways other than words. And I can also communicate it to him in this nebulous way of, hey, there aren't specific answers, but just, you know, like Kelly and I talk about, there's that love and that light within that nothing can touch. Have faith in that, even if you don't have all the answers, you know. So it's like a nice humble way of coming about it, rather than like I'm supposed to give him what, some like outlay of answers, right? Which he'll go find his own answers. You know, he doesn't need mine. I just need to embody my own energy for myself and pass on to him whatever I pass on. But that's kind of what came up for me as you were saying that.
The spirit just told me to tell you that you don't have to fix anything, right? That's why you're trying to, that's why you're wanting those answers for your son, is so you can fix whatever might trouble him in the future, and that's not what the path is about, right? Like whatever comes up for him in the future is because those are tools that he needs to learn for himself so that he can walk his path and evolve into the person he's supposed to come or become while he's on the earth, just like it is for all of us. And I know as a parent, you want to protect your children and not have them suffer the way that we might've suffered when we were growing up, right? But that's ultimately what's brought us to where we are right now, was some of that suffering. That if you have no suffering, you don't appreciate the joy of when you have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, your grandpa's telling me he doesn't want you to feel like you have to struggle in your faith. Like it's almost started to become where it feels like a fight for you, right? Like I want this answer, and like where it feels like demanding, right? And that the more you do that, the further it pushes you from your faith.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for spending the time with me today and letting me do this reading and trusting me with your loved one and sharing your family with me and sharing your faith. So if you, if anybody wants to find me or talk to me, I do have my website page, which is jjsmithmedium.com. And I also have a Facebook page under JJ Smith Medium. So if you'd like to watch any videos of readings that I've done, or the spirit stories of the weekly wow, or this fantastic recording that we're doing right now, we'll be putting it up there too. And I just appreciate your lady's time. It was a great experience, and it was inspiring, and you're both very beautiful people. So thank you for having me.
Oh, definitely. Thank you, my dear. It was just absolutely beautiful. I treasured our conversation yesterday. I've already re-listened to it. It was so good. I'm sure I'll listen to it at least a few more times. There was so many beautiful nuggets in there for people to really, just experience that love and that light within. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a beautiful rest of your day. And I'll definitely post in the
Thanks,
notes.
Thanks, you too. Take care.
About with your website and everything.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a great one, Casey. Bye-bye.
Bye.